Hello and welcome to the one question series, a part of the Odris Burnson Leading Brave New World of Work sort of theme. With me is Mark Cotton. Mark is the Group CIO of Galliford Try. Mark, thank you for joining us.
Very welcome.
The one key question we're asking today is around ethics in leadership. So may I ask you, what does ethics in leadership mean to you?
And I have an extremely strong moral compass, I'm afraid, and just based on my background through the industries that I've worked in throughout my career. The values that I hold dear to my heart, are exactly the same values that exists within Galliford Try.
Okay.
We do what we say. We're open and honest. We're non-political. It is all about working together to achieve the common goal, whether it be at project level or whether it be at group level. So for me, ethics are critical. And I go as far as saying that if I was ever in the position where I was looking at an organization to go and work for, if their ethics didn't align with mine, then I would not go and work for them. They're that important. And I think there are plenty of examples of leadership where perhaps the ethics are being questioned in today's world. I think, generally speaking, if you are working for somebody, you want to know that they have the right moral compass that you can fit in with. You want to know that you're going to be treated decently, that you are not going to be manipulated, lied to, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So for me, ethics goes hand in hand with leadership. I don't think one exists without the other.
So, and given your domain, leading out the delivery of business advantage through technology, AI and digital transformation are on the lips of every boardroom at the moment. How are those topics and themes, flowing into board discussions and into board decisioning?
They're just happening, and it's whereas we look 10 years ago, collection of data on a site was an aspirational target. Today, everybody is more au fait with technology and the use of technology in particular, and they have a minimum standard which far exceeds the minimum standard of even 3 or 4 years ago, driven by lots of different factors. AI is almost being consumerized by ChatGPT initially, and there are many organizations now that are leveraging the groundbreaking work that ChatGPT did to bring AI to the masses. And so it's inevitable that it's going to happen. So as a leader, you have to embrace it. You have to work out, how technologically, at least, is this to be implemented and used by our colleagues out in the business. AI is embedded in most of our software applications. We're 100% cloud-based, and all cloud applications that we use, at least, it's got an element of AI and has done for a number of years. The only difference being is that it's coming to the forefront of everybody's thinking now.
I guess the two sort of threads there then are personal ethics and making sure then that adoption of almost automated decision making with AI reflects those ethics. So how can leaders ensure they are constantly maintaining and evaluating their leadership standards, their ethical leadership standards?
Well, I think you get up in the morning and you ask yourself the same bloody questions each day. Quite frankly, you've got to look yourself in the mirror and be comfortable with what you're doing as a leader and as an employee. And is the company that you're working for resonating with you, ethically at least? I mean, that feels like the most basic answer that I could probably give. You just know whether you're following the right course or not. And I guess, we know that AI is going to change the way in which things is done, and we know that the actual definition of AI is artificial intelligence. For me, the real definition of AI, certainly with where it's at the moment in its maturity life cycle, is augmented intelligence, in the sense that it could really, really, when used correctly, help people be more effective, more efficient and more productive at what they're doing. Doesn't necessarily mean that they're going to be replaced, because I'm not sure the technology is robust enough and is at that point just yet.
So on that theme, Mark, I think recently somebody gave me a quote that AI needs data more than data needs AI, which means the underlying principles fundamentally of good governance are at the heart of deploying successful AI. If you're not in control of your data, if you're not in control of the sort of source of truth, if you like, then AI becomes actually a distraction and indeed a positive point of inefficiency or problem.
Potentially, and it sits on your risk register, because certainly the way in which AI is being delivered today is in a very public way, in that if you expose the wrong data into the AI services, then potentially you're exposing that to the whole wide world.
And I think particularly in a world such as yours, which is people rich, I think it's very kind of pleasing and warming that says there's a discussion here that is more about AI being assistive, additive to people rather
Very much
than a
so. Yeah.
replacement and an automation.
Definitely. Yeah. We still need human beings to do almost every single role that we have in our organization. And then, of course, AI is going to have a role in that, in an assistive way, as opposed to a re replacement way, I would suggest.
Super. Mark, thank you very much for your thoughts. Pragmatic,
You're
action
welcome.
orientated, and focused on real outputs as ever.